Dog Tale, number 29, Annie. Now, up in the hills of Banks County, Georgia, old Grandfather Hamilton raised hounds. His main interest was fox hunting. He and his friends often hunted over on Possum Ridge. They'd build them a fire, tip the jug a bit, and tell tall tales. Grandfather Hamilton had one foxhound named Annie who was the best hound in those parts. One night, some time ago, the dogs, led by Annie, ran after a fox which led them to a pasture where a man had sheep. Now, the man what owned them sheep was out there watching over his flock by night. He heard this pack of dogs coming, and he got ready and he shot the first dog he saw. The rest of the dogs scattered and headed back to the campfire. All the dogs returned, except Annie. Grandfather Hamilton searched Possum Ridge for 2 weeks to find Annie, but never did find her. Grandfather was heartbroken. He knew how much Annie loved to hunt, and he grieved her loss. A year later, the hunters urged Grandfather Hamilton to go out hunting with them, and he agreed to go. The dogs were out running on the trail of a fox when Grandfather Hamilton heard Annie's voice out with them. He was overjoyed and pleaded with the hunters to call their dogs in so that he could be with Annie once more. They did, and all the dogs returned, but no Annie. They sent them out again, and again Annie joined them. You could hear her distinctive voice above all the others. This time, the fox made a U-turn and headed back to the hunters. There were 6 dogs, but the men had sent out only 5. The fox ran by first, and then came the 6 hounds, and leading the pack was a white shadow of a dog that looked like Grandfather Hamilton's Annie and had Annie's voice. Every night after that, when the hunters in Banks County, Georgia, go hunting fox on Possum Ridge, the ghost of Annie joins them. Annie was collected from Marshall Roberts, a Berea College student, in 1981. He heard the story from Alan Tench of Banks County, Georgia, who had it from his grandfather, Hamilton Tench.